Hey everyone, I'm here at the Baltic's coast, and what I want to talk about today is what do you do if your software house holds you hostage? Maybe you're in a situation where that is taking place, or maybe you're just worried about that, right? What if I'm ever going to be in a position where I'm going to be holding the shorter stick and my software house is going to hold my code or server or whatnot hostage? If you follow me for a while, you'll know that I'm not very worried about software houses stealing code and launching a competing product. You can watch that here. I won't go into that today. But what I am worried about, because I've seen it quite many times, is that a software house exactly holds someone's code base or server hostage over most of the time payment disputes or general fear of losing a contract. So how do you make sure in such a situation that you're safe, and what can you do when you're in such a situation? And so before we dive into that, just very quickly about us, I'm Victor Perlnik, the founder of TrustShoring. What we do is two things. Number one, we have fractional CTOs and CPOs for when you're in such a situation or you need general guidance in terms of tech, product, project management, anything like that. And then we're also recruiters if you need and you want to hire developers. And we also have a vast network of tried and trusted software houses if you want turnkey software development. So if you have any needs in that regards, talk to us, book a call with me. The link is below. With that, let's now dive into that. Oh my God, it's getting really dark here. So I hope it's not going to be raining. This is the Baltics, not the Mediterranean after all. But hey, so chances are your dispute is about money, right? So you can then make this about money too. Say you're talking to promising investors, right? Say that, lay that out. And with that money, say you'll massively expand the roadmap and the dev team. That is your story. That is your strategy. And so what's very important here is that you only use the strategy if you've really lost trust in your software house. Any other time, don't do the strategy, right? Because once it blows, it blows. First place you should always be doing, build trust, speak openly, things like that. But again, when you're in that situation, this is your story. So you're gonna now fake an investor due diligence, because before anybody's gonna invest in anything, right, they're gonna wanna do due diligence. So in order to raise a substantial amount of capital to be spent on this software house, you need to do various things. So number one, you need to do a code review. So please send away the repository. Then you need to do an infrastructure review, share access to everything, document everything. You'll need to do a team review. So please share CVs of all team members, maybe be able to interview one or two of them, then do a contract review, right? Share the contract, or you have to sign one now, right? Because ultimately the checklist is your investors are only going to invest if you have the following, which is a contract to secure all IP, the infrastructure and code base belonging to the company, and external provider accesses are being limited, right? Also due to any potential regulatory environment. So that's essentially the checklist that you have. This is what you're step-by-step outlining to the team and explaining that you need to do. And then you bring on a fractional CTO, right? Again, investor requirement. There needs to be tech leadership in-house or external of the software house. And that fractional CTO is going to build up independent internal knowledge about the code base, about everything. Possibly what you can also do is bring on an in-house. In-house doesn't mean they need to be in the US or in your office. They can be remote, they can be completely somewhere else, but they're independent of the software house, right? Independent of any software house for that matter, right? A dev, senior dev, or a QA to build up even more in-house knowledge. And then you either onboard more engineers silently onto the code base that you now have access to, or a different software house, and then you make the switch and kill all accesses and give them the notice period, right? So you usually have the best odds with that sort of strategy. Then you say goodbye and you work with someone else or build up your own in-house team. Anyway, if you're in that situation, if you're having trouble, if you really need professional help to make sure that your SaaS is up and running and will be up and running and is not dependent on a single point of failure, so to speak, if you have any doubts, come to us. We always try to find the least invasive strategy. We're not friends of just purely breaking ties, killing contracts, but this is sort of the ultimate radical approach that if it needs to happen, it can happen. If you need anything, you can book a call with us. We have fractional CTOs, fractional CPOs, tried and trusted, vetted tech teams that you can have if you need an alternative. So looking forward to that call. Thank you.